heard from John Wyatt last year, right after the flood. You might remember his song that he sang about the events of June 23rd.
Muddy water, muddy water, muddy waters flood our land.
In a quiet neighborhood in Raynell, John just completed renovations on its one-story home. Volunteer workers with the faith-based Appalachian Service Project spent the past year helping him put up drywall, cleaning out the mud, putting on a new porch, and making the house livable again. Since the flood, John's been renting a house outside of town. He shows me around his old home, which has taken months to rebuild.
Really in the home yet because I haven't got everything moved back into it. But all this was destroyed, the water line.
But he still can't shake the memories of that tragic night when he joined the rescue operations, paddling a rescue boat, and saving people who were trapped in the floodwaters.
Come and help us, come and help us, came the cries out of the night. As time goes on, we're struggling to get through the after effects of what took place during the flood. You were filming me then, and I was talking about how I could hear those cries of the people in the dark. Greenbrier County, West Virginia.
Sadly, 15 people died in Greenbrier County during the flood. Many of them were John's friends and neighbors in Raynell.
And for weeks and weeks, you know, that was something that I'd wake in the middle of the night and I would think about that.
This past year, he's been so busy working on his home and volunteering to help other people, he hasn't had a lot of energy to do the things he used to do, like play music or sit on his back porch and relax over a cup of coffee. John isn't the only one who's trying to get back to normal. More than 120 homeowners in Raynell have applied to FEMA for help demolishing their homes. That's a huge loss for a community with just under 1,500 people. John drives through town, pointing out the homes that were lost.
It's a little frightening to look at our town, and I've lived here all my life, and I know where each person lived, and so many of them, and those houses are gone now, and I'm the only house left in this entire block. And all the other homes, seven, eight of them are gone.
Across town from John Wyatt, Sharon G. Martin has just moved into a small one-bedroom apartment. She lost her home in the flood, and she's been living with her family for the past year.
My apartment came to me, and I'm excited for the new experience.
Today, a volunteer named Dave Lumsden, chairman of the Greater Greenbrier Long-Term Recovery Committee, is bringing her a new donated mattress and a box spring.
There we go.
Oh, that's perfect.
We connect dots. We connect need with relief agencies, government agencies, and also through our nonprofit partners. So many groups have come in over the last year to help us.
Dave volunteers for the Greater Greenbrier Long-Term Recovery Committee. It's a local organization that helps coordinate resources to help flood victims, like Sharon. Her face is worn with worry from the past year, but her bright green eyes are shining today, as she realizes she won't have to sleep on the floor tonight.
I've always been a positive thinker, so I always have faith and hope for the best. And things are falling in place, and I'm happy. You know, it's better now, and it's gonna get better.
Sharon has been waiting to get an apartment for the past 10 months while she stayed with her daughter. Others had to leave Raynell or West Virginia to try to settle someplace new. John Wyatt has watched some of his close friends move away.
Yeah, I pastor a small church outside of Raynell, and we're down to just bare minimum now because we were a small church before the flood. We're a really small church now since the flood because we've had people who just had to move away.
Raynell was struggling economically before the flood. With the decline in the timber industry, many jobs here have disappeared during John's lifetime. But there's a positive change in the air, too, something he hasn't seen in decades.
I do see something happening that wasn't happening before the flood. I see people working together. I see a community coming together.
Thousands of volunteers have poured into Raynell this past year, most of them from out of state.
That spirit of volunteering that people have brought into our community, I think that's helped us too, because it's reinvigorated people themselves to get back into doing something that helps others and that's benefit to others and not just to ourselves. Not only did they come in and hang sheetrock and paint houses and do all the work that they've done, but they brought hope to people again. Though we seek mirth and beauty, laughter bright and gay, there are frail forms waiting by our door.
Rebuilding this town will take years. John says he's looking forward to volunteering again next year with the Appalachian Service Project as they continue to help people who lost their homes in the flood.
To say, all hard times come again.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Raynell.